Marine invertebrates have completely upended what we thought we knew about DNA methylation. While most organisms show clear patterns, these ocean dwellers are breaking all the rules. Some species showing barely detectable levels of methylation, while others display complex regulatory networks we're just beginning to understand.
That's fascinating. And it really challenges our traditional understanding of epigenetic regulation. What exactly makes these marine creatures so different?
Well, let's take sea lice, for example. They show methylation levels of just 1 to 2%, which is remarkably low compared to most other organisms. But here's where it gets interesting. These minimal levels still appear to have functional significance.
So you're suggesting that even these tiny amounts of methylation are playing an important role in gene regulation?
Exactly right. And what's particularly intriguing is how this ties into their stress response mechanisms. When we look at corals specifically, they've evolved this fascinating system of epigenetic acclimatization.
I've been reading about that. It's like a molecular buffer system, isn't it? Giving organisms time to adapt to environmental changes?
That's precisely it. Think of it as a biological insurance policy. Instead of species getting immediately wiped out by environmental stressors, these epigenetic modifications buy them precious time to adapt genetically.
The recent coral study really highlighted this, especially with those unexpected findings about cell size and division rates under ocean acidification stress.
You know what's really mind-blowing about that? The corals actually decreased their cell division rates, but increased their cell size. It's counterintuitive, but there's a fascinating evolutionary logic behind it.
Could you break down why that response might be advantageous?
Well, it comes down to energy conservation. Every time a cell divides, it requires a significant amount of ATP. We're talking about replicating entire genomes, producing new cellular machinery, the works. By reducing division rates, corals can redirect that energy towards stress response mechanisms.
That makes so much sense from an energy allocation perspective. But how does DNA methylation factor into this response?
That's where things get really complex. The researchers identified specific genes with differential methylation patterns under stress conditions. But here's the catch. Connecting those methylation changes directly to functional outcomes is like trying to solve a puzzle with half the pieces missing.
The whole picture becomes even more intricate when you consider how methylation interacts with other regulatory mechanisms, doesn't it?
Absolutely right. We're not just dealing with methylation in isolation. There's chromatin accessibility, non-coding RNAs, histone modifications. It's like a molecular symphony where every player needs to be in perfect harmony.
Speaking of complexity, how do researchers even approach measuring these methylation patterns? It seems like there would be so many variables to consider.
That's actually one of the biggest challenges in the field. You've got to consider coverage thresholds, CPG density, whether you're looking at specific regions or entire gene bodies. And then there's the question of what actually constitutes a methylated versus unmethylated state.
That level of technical complexity must make it difficult to draw clear conclusions about methylation's role in adaptation.
It does, but that's also what makes this field so exciting. Take the distinction between spurious transcription and alternative splicing, for example. These are two completely different ways methylation might affect gene expression, each with its own implications for adaptation.
Could you elaborate on how those different mechanisms might play out in terms of actual survival advantages?
Think about it this way. Alternative splicing is like having a Swiss Army knife. The organism can produce different protein variants optimized for different conditions. But spurious transcription? That's more like throwing darts in the dark. Some might hit the target and provide an unexpected advantage.
That's such an interesting perspective. Like a molecular version of bet hedging strategy.
Exactly. And when you consider this at a population level, it becomes even more fascinating. Imagine a group of sea anemones facing a temperature stress event. Some individuals might stumble upon beneficial expression patterns through spurious transcription, even if it wasn't a directed response.
That really changes how we might think about noise in gene expression. It's not necessarily just biological static.
Right, and this is where I think the field is heading next. We need large-scale meta-analyses looking at methylation patterns across multiple experiments and species. Imagine being able to categorize every CPG site as either basal, stress responsive, or potentially heritable.
That kind of comprehensive analysis could revolutionize our understanding of epigenetic regulation in marine invertebrates.
And it might help us better predict how these organisms will respond to climate change. We're seeing ocean acidification, temperature increases, changes in salinity. Understanding these epigenetic mechanisms could be crucial for conservation efforts.
That really brings home why this research matters beyond just the fascinating molecular biology.
Looking ahead, I think we're going to see some groundbreaking discoveries in this field. The tools are getting better, the data sets larger, and our understanding of these complex regulatory networks is growing exponentially.
That's really encouraging, especially given the environmental challenges these marine organisms are facing. And by the way, if you are a student in Stephen's class and Slack him CH, CHG, and CHH, you will get extra credit this week.
Indeed. And while we still have many questions to answer, each study brings us closer to understanding how these remarkable creatures adapt to their changing world. It's a reminder that sometimes the most important biological insights come from the most unexpected places, like the methylation patterns of a tiny sea lice.